Fire Show, live on 600 AM Vancouver.
Well, as I was mentioning to you, when I went away on vacation, the Duke Point Power Project was a done deal. It was all over and done with. Now, it's been axed by BC Hydro. Norske Canada, maybe they weren't picking up the slack with their plan to burn coal into energy. Well, who really stands to profit from the energy giant's latest endeavor? Bill Tillman is the head of Westar Communications, a columnist for 24 Hours Daily, and a pretty regular appearer on this show. Bill, nice to talk to you.
Good to see you, Rick.
Now, what happened?
We need CSI and 911 in this case. I got to tell you, this is a real interesting one. CSI is the crime scene investigation, Las Vegas, New York, TV show that where they did the criminology.
The ones that looked into the 911 gate.
Well, I think we need somebody to look at this one because what you've got first of all is Hydro has conservatively spent $120 million over the last 10 years trying to do this natural gas power plant in Duke Point. Residents there in the Nanaimo and the area around there rightly said this is a terrible idea, it's going to be very polluting, it's the wrong sort of project, etc. And so they fought it, they went to court, they lost, they went to the appeal court here in BC, and the appeal court said, yes, you can go to appeal and we'll hear your case. At that point, not winning the case, but going to the right to appeal, to appeal and be heard. Hydro pulled the plug on it while you were away. And so you have to wonder, well, wait a minute, you spent $120 million, you've got another court case, but you know that when you go to appeal, I mean, you as an old lawyer know this one, the odds are against you in an appeal, not in favor of you, but I think Hydro was looking for an out on this thing. But now, and we had Mayor Gary Corpan from the Nanaimo just absolutely scathing. He later said, I didn't realize I was on the record. We've heard that one before. But he said people should be fired and all hell should break loose, etc. on this one. And I tend to agree with Mayor Corpan. There's been an enormous expenditure here. It was strongly opposed by local residents for a long period of time. What I did in my column last week was to take a look at the fact that there's a major winner in all of this, and Les Lane from the Times-Calls has pointed this out as well. Norske Canada had argued for quite some time that they could deal with the power shortages that were estimated by BC Hydro. We now say, well, there actually isn't any power shortage there. No, we should be able to deal with it anyway now. I mean, why were you building a $285 million power plant if you didn't need it?
Well, why would you spend $120 million if there wasn't going to be a problem?
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. So then Norske had proposed previously that they would put natural gas plants at their, as cogen in most cases, at their pulp and paper mills. So you could have had spread out over a much larger area across the island all the same idea, natural gas burning, which is not the most environmentally friendly way of doing producing power. But Norske also has been burning coal at Elk Falls and in an attempt to create electricity there. And as we all know, the coal age ended some time ago, but some people would have you believe, including...
Maybe coming back, though. There's some technology indicates it might be coming back.
Richard Neufeld, the energy minister, is a big advocate of coal, and there's some other projects up in the Kootenays that they're looking at. The advocates for coal will tell you that there's scrubbers and cleaners and things. I personally, I'm from Missouri, show me that one. I don't believe it myself, but maybe it's possible down the road. So they
were just burning...
I'm... Well, I don't think anybody ever loved coal, even in the Dickensian age. But I'm very suspicious about coal. On top of that, Norske also was looking at Crofton at burning railway ties soaked with creosote, rubber tires, and coal, and wastewood, hog fuel, to create power again and down at Crofton. So you got Randy Bachman and Neil Young, huge concert last year to protest this, and Norske said, well, there's too much community opposition, we're going to drop this thing. But the fact that Norske was willing to look at all those measures, to me, says they're going to come back with some proposal to create energy.
All right. Have they come back with any proposal? Because if they have, there's a person we ought to talk about.
Well, certainly, we don't know what they've already proposed previously to produce power through to cogen plants and natural gas. We don't know what they're going to do yet because Hydro says, well, we've just canceled this thing, we're going to look at it. I think that Hydro will probably need, I mean, even if not in the, they're now talking about this pipeline, which will go over the island, so well, that'll deal with our problems, but I think they're going to be looking for power, and I think Norske will be in there. And as I mentioned in my column, coincidentally, just 6 weeks before Duke Point is canceled, who joins the board of Norske Canada but Gary Collins, the former finance minister, very, very, very well-placed liberal, and coincidentally joins the Norske Canada board from his new position as Harmony Airways CEO. And I have to wonder whether there's some connection to all these things. I'm just suspicious by nature.
Well, the Norske people have got a pretty good track record of putting money in liberal party coffers.
Oh, yeah, $25,000 donated at least in the last 4 years, and they also have some very high-profile people from Norske. Ida Goodrow, who is the head of the CEO of Vancouver Coastal Health, came from Norske. The chair of the board of Norske, Keith Purchase, I'm sorry, the chair of the health board, came from the board of Norske, and also Trevor Johnson from the Norske board, another director. So we've got Norske in rather amazing little spots of importance in the BC government appointments.
We'll explore this much, much further with Bill Tillman, Westar Communications, 24 Hours columnist, www.24hours.com is his website. We're going to talk about Luna a little later on in the show, about 10 after 10 with Dr. Paul Spahn. I'm Rafe Mayer on 600 AM. Stay tuned. My guest is Bill Tillman, Westar Communications, 24 Hours columnist, and www.24hours.com. Let's back up and look at it from this point of view, Bill. Is Norske now in this game with Duke Point Energy, the energy over there, or is it just sort of on the fringes looking in?
I think they, like other people, are waiting to see what will happen. And, you know, one of the untold stories about what's going on with BC Hydro generally, and particularly on the island, is that Hydro was told by the Liberal government, no more public power projects. It's going to all be private. They just put out a call last week for more private power producers. And it's just their right if that's what they want to do. But I think most British Columbians, seeing the long history of BC Hydro, it was taken over from BC Electric by Wacky Bennett, and has done enormous. Our rates here are the third lowest in North America. Only ones lower are Quebec and Manitoba, which are also publicly owned. I think people should be rightly concerned that when you move to private power, you're generally speaking, you're building in a profit motive. And what we've got now is proposals all over BC for very small power projects, which are not very cost efficient. And Hydro is going to be paying a lot more money for power, which means you and I will be paying a lot more money for power. I think what we're going to see is Norske and others probably putting in proposals very shortly to produce power on Manco Island and use whatever facilities they already have there.
There's another string to this bow, and lo and behold, I'm reminded of it on a cruise I was on a couple of weeks ago. The city of Kitimat is up in arms about Alcan, and
That's right.
Of a sudden is telling the same truth but making it explicit. They told back in the 90s they're not a uranium company anymore, they're a power company.
Right, Alcan, yeah, and also Cominco up in Trail. What's happened is they've realized with the electricity market, you can make more money producing electricity and selling it to the Americans than you can producing copper or producing aluminum or whatever it is. And it would appear to be the case also in producing pulp and paper. And that's the concern that people should have. I mean, Norske, let's be clear. Norske didn't just sort of happen to be, sit there and nothing was happening. They were adamantly, strongly involved in trying to kill Duke Point. And that was why I think there's something going on there.
All right, but the other thing about, just before we leave Alcan for a second, I talked to this alderman or councillor that now call themselves, and it occurred to me there's a very interesting thing there. Alcan entered an agreement with the government of British Columbia back in 48 or something like that. Mm-hmm. It was confirmed by a statute. And what it permitted Alcan to do was to provide power for the works and its vicinity. Mm-hmm. And you would think, well, now that's a slam dunk. Now they start taking electricity and throwing it into the grid there in breach. Mm-hmm. The problem is there are only two people that can complain about that contract, Alcan and the province of British Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
Since the province of British Columbia has been in this up to the eyeballs all the way, there's no legal ramification.
Yeah, no, exactly. And Alcan is one of the largest supporters of the Liberal Party. Mm-hmm. So I don't think you're going to see them getting to a huge fight over that. I think it's going to be very interesting. I hope people can win their fight, because it really is about creating jobs and industry in British Columbia or giving the power to the Americans.
Sooner or later, Bill, there has to be a decision made as to whether we're going to get more power and where it's going to come from. What's your bet? Site C?
Well, Site C is up there, and there's a whole bunch of, every choice that you make in this has problems with it. There's no question. Site C would involve flooding, would involve a major dislocation of in some ways. On the other hand, hydroelectric power is the cleanest power by a mile. I mean, we could look at nuclear or coal or natural gas, or people say running the river mills are clean. Well, they are unless you're a fish.
Yeah.
And there's all sorts of problems with those as well. So every, wind power, people say, that's a great clean energy thing. Well, it is unless you're a bird, or unless you're anywhere near a wind turbine, which is incredibly loud, and there's problems with almost everything. So it really requires, and what I don't think we're going to see, a big public debate. Let's talk about all the alternatives. Let's talk about private versus public. Let's talk about alternative energies versus coal versus methane versus anything else and see where we're at. But there's no question we need more power. And also, as long as we're exporting it to the Americans for somebody's profit, our whole needs here will be distorted.
the old political game. If I can get it past my turn, it becomes somebody else's problem.
That's right.
Joe Tillman, Westar Communications, 24 Hours Columnist. That's a paper called 24 Hours. www.24hours.com is his website. Take a look at it.